This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and they are. It is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but he delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Senate's top Democrat not convinced that Attorney General nominee William Barr will protect the Russia investigation, despite the fact he said he would during his confirmation hearing this week. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says,
"We do not have the kind of strong and clear commitments to the report being issued and there being no interference in the investigation that are needed, particularly now."
Federal prosecutors charging a 21-year-old man from Georgia with plotting an attack on the White House. U.S. attorneys saying that agents arrested Hashir Tlaib after a year-long investigation, and that the suspect is accused of also wanting to plan mass casualty attacks on a variety of other federal buildings in and around Washington, D.C., as well as the Statue of Liberty. A pair of winter storms hitting the Midwest and then the Northeast over the next couple of days. We're warned to expect heavy snow, ice, and bone-chilling cold. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There are some questions about who should get the $50,000 in reward money in the case of a kidnapped Wisconsin teenager. Jamie Kloss escaped her captor last week after she'd been held for about 90 days in captivity. Police say Jake Patterson kidnapped the 13-year-old after he murdered her parents in their home. Now, the family who took Jamie in immediately after her escape say they don't want the money. They say Jamie herself should be getting it because, in their words, she got herself out. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be in Chicago this morning to sign a bill that will give that state more oversight over Illinois gun dealers. The measure will require firearm stores to get state licenses. Lawmakers approved it last year after the death of a Chicago police commander, Paul Bauer, and the high school shootings at Parkland, Florida. The signing ceremony will be taking place at an elementary school. The NBA is going across the Atlantic today as the New York Knicks and Washington Wizards will be squaring off in London, clashing as part of the NBA's so-called global games. It's the ninth consecutive season the NBA has held a game in London. The Knicks enter at 10 wins, 33 losses, looking to snap a four-game slide. The Wizards arrive with an 18-26 record. And you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In on the good fight. I am Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Patrick Wood joins us now, author and lecturer who's studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. He is the one that keeps us up to date on all the wacky tenocracy. We say wacky, but it's so pervasive and powerful that it has, beginning to get a stranglehold on us. And if you think not, well, then you got to listen up closely. Patrick, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, before we get into a couple of the other topics I wanted to discuss with you, I wanted to get your particular read on Google's CEO lying to Congress. What did you make of this?
Well, absolutely. This is not a secret, I have to say. Anybody that studied Google and has been in YouTube and has been subject to their censorship pretty much knows exactly what's going on, but he told a different story to Congress, swearing that no, there's no blacklist, there's no white list, there's no censorship of the news, there's no adjusting of the search results. And, some people will say, well, he didn't know, because, hey, Google's a big company, and YouTube's a big company, and you can't know everything that's going on, but this is core. This is a fundamental issue,
right,
of running these companies. There's no way that he could not have known that kind of thing was going on within his company. So he's in a little bit of trouble right now.
Well, and he should be, because the reason that all this came up, as you know, Patrick, is that there was experiential evidence to all this. I mean, the anecdotal response to this was incredible, and they said early on, as soon as he went on the Hill and he was put on the record and flat out lied to Congress, they came out and said he is lying through his teeth. And, of course, all these people that made this pronouncement were accused of being conspiratorial, tinfoil hat wearers and all that. And now here it is. It's all been validated and verified. And now, Mr. Pinchai, he's in deep water here.
Well, he probably is. And this is kind of a sign of a much, much deeper problem, because it's not just YouTube, it's not just Google, it's all of the social media platforms, and I'll throw in Amazon on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of these companies are conspiring to suppress news that they don't like.
Exactly. No, I mean, look at they've taken over where the shadow government that has been in operation, and of course they could very likely be part and parcel of the deep state in participating here, because they definitely are having their way in influencing. It's amazing to me, the outrage over this supposed Russian collusion that Bob Mueller has been on a hunt for, $30 million later. later, and we've got a report coming out hopefully soon that is going to be a bit anticlimactic. I think we're being conditioned to expect no big bombshells after $30 million.
Well, there's nothing has really been produced yet, or there would be people in jail by now. And, you know, it's unfortunate, or, well, this is just maybe part of the plan. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been looking at China, you know, at Russia. Russia is Russia that's our enemy. Mm-hmm. Russia, at this point, is far less of an enemy than China.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet, China is operating as a full-blown, socially engineered technocracy these days.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
With an intent to export it to the rest of the world. And China is really the more fundamental enemy of America that we should be concerned about than Russia.
Yeah.
You know, Russia's like got such a small economy compared to all the rest of us. And politically, yeah, you know, who cares? There's nothing really that affects us here that Russia does.
Right.
Now, do they have hackers? Absolutely.
Of course they do.
Everybody's got hackers.
Sure.
You know, it's, but... I just hate to say Russia is really not the big bad bugaboo, you know, that's going to...
Right. Well, Putin loves the attention. Are you kidding me? He's relishing in the attention, thinking, wow, I didn't realize I was that influential. It's a means to the, to the end point of what the Democrats and what the traditionalists and the elites would want to do in invalidating this president. But I say whether it's China, you know, Russia, any existential threat, I'm more concerned about the enemies within that you and I have talked about that have been having their way with this country, you know, this unelected, ruling class that's pulling the levers of government and Donald Trump has identified as the deep state. They're the ones, they're the Mad Hatters right now that I'm more concerned with because, I see, whether, like you say, whether it's Google, Facebook, they're all in the club here. You know, they've all got the special decoder rings and the secret handshake.
Well, it seems like they do. I would point out that there seems to be two columns, of actors here in what we're talking about. One is the hardcore leftists, which you could almost call them communists at this point, but the hardcore left, much of that is the deep state as well. They're acting in one column, and then you have this other column with big tech, the Googles and the Facebooks and so on. They're marching to the tune of technocracy and as technocrats.
Yes.
There's a difference between the two. And there's obviously overlap. There's some interaction going on between.
Is the destination the same though?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think the destination of big tech is scientific dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to control us through technology, whereas the deep state, they'd like to control us like old fashioned communism or socialism.
Mm-hmm.
But the technocrats intend to do it all automated, if you will, by algorithm, by artificial intelligence,
and much more pervasive than communism, right?
Well, it is, and you look at Google. Who do you complain to at Google if you think your search results have been jimmied with? I mean, there's nobody to call. I said, well, I'm sorry, but that's the way the algorithm works.
I know everything's algorithm, right? Blame it on the algorithm. I love this. In fact, in another conversation, a bit disconnected, came up, and it was like, blame it on the algorithm.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I'll tell you, as you continue to educate us and keep us informed, and, I'm not sure what this is going to take, Patrick, if not an outright revolution. But meanwhile, we have participated. We've become culpable for the sake of convenience. We have, we've turned over our freedoms to these technocrats.
And that's right. And it obviously it needs to stop. Awareness is the first thing, but people need to stand up. We see the revolution starting in Europe, by the way, with
yes,
the Yellow Vest movement.
With the Yellow Vests, exactly. Exactly. I mean, they're just saying, hey, you've ignored us long enough. I mean, here in the United States, of course, Donald Trump identified him as the forgotten man and woman of Main Street. We say it's the silent majority, you know, that found themselves lulled and quieted. Boy, you know, we need these contrarian voices to speak out. That really are common sense voices in so many ways, Patrick Wood. Our conversation is going to continue with Patrick. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and just like that, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Patrick Wood continues with us. Patrick, we saw technocracy continue to progress and move forward, and I would say strangle the liberties of 21st century Americans. What do you see in this coming year by way of technocracy?
I don't see anything at this point structurally in the political system of the world that is resisting technocracy. There may be more resistance come up this year. I think probably we'll see an expansion of what's going on in France right now with the Yellow Vest movement. There may not be violence everywhere, but there's going to be more people that are looking at this group and criticizing it, saying, we've had enough of this control freak stuff. Mm-hmm. Stop it. We're not going to put up with it anymore. And, you know, we can hope for that this year.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, we look at what China's doing around the world and within its own country and so on. There's absolutely nothing restraining China at mm-hmm. this point from spreading technocracy within its own country and around the world as well. And a lot of that is being brought back to the United States, unfortunately, you know, through technological exchange and so on.
Right.
So we're seeing the barriers being broken down here for it. But then we see the Googles or the world are starting to get some pushback legislatively. Mm-hmm. There could be some antitrust, you know, actions brought against some of these big tech companies, which might stall a little bit.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, as we're already ramping up, I just can't believe, you know, we're talking 2020 election cycles. You've got Democrats lining up, making their announcements, you know, to run for president. You know, this is just, it's madness. And, of course, the mainstream media is just chewing this up. I mean, you know, this gives them some fresh headlines, I guess.
Well, they can't. We know because of the resistance against President Trump, that the other side, let's just say whatever, all of the other side that's against Trump
mm-hmm.
are absolutely just going berserk over keeping him from doing anything to destroy their comfy little positions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to continue. We can be certain of that. Even if Trump wins the current battle with the wall, the, you know, budget for the wall, they're going to take him to task on every single thing that he does until he's out of office.
Right.
And that's unfortunate.
It's almost like, well, you know, maybe another aspiration or at least incentive for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats is you can't even start to get too deep into impeachment if we have a partial shutdown. So maybe that's protecting some of the, you know, even more insanity that could be coming out of the Beltway.
Well, you know, people need to bring a backlash against these obstructionists of any kind of progress in our country.
Right.
And, you know, probably everybody has heard in the news this recent thing with Gillette and, you know,
right.
toxic masculinity and
right.
all that
right.
kind of stuff. I mean, they stepped in it so bad that, and you look at the reaction that has happened now, chastising Gillette, they're going to have a huge business hit over this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because men are fed up. Now, there comes a point when people just get fed up with all of this Me Too, toxic masculinity garbage.
White supremacy.
Radical left.
Yeah.
White supremacy. They're fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're voicing it now openly that they're fed up. We need to see that kind of reaction come up against the
yes.
people that are obstructing our country right now.
Well, we've abandoned, you know, I keep referencing Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh's mom, you know, as a prosecutor, when she was talking to the jury, she would say, use your common sense. If it's reasonable, it's reasonable. If it's not, it's not. And, you know, it is, I think, a bit encouraging and refreshing that maybe America is starting to embrace, you know, a sense of common sense on some of these issues, whether it's white supremacy, reparations. I mean, some of this crazy talk that's going on. It's berserk. And, you know, here we are in the midst of all that. We've got a shutdown of a government, real people being affected. We've got border insecurity taking place, illegal immigrants, sanctuary cities, lawlessness. I mean, it's never ending here. And then on top of that, you know, we're just so much in chaos right now that what I'm concerned about in typical Democratic form is they're the ones that create the chaos, and then they come in to be the ones to solve the problems. And, you know, are we going to do the same thing with the technocrats? I mean, that there's just going to be so much unsettling and chaos that we look to the technocrats to fix it.
Well, yeah, I hate to say that all of these technocrats, like the people at Google that we've been talking about, they have been operating without anybody watching them for a very long time. Right. This thing with Google is the first time that there's been anybody really look seriously at Google and say, hey, wait a minute, you really are doing something that's possibly illegal.
Right.
And they're pursuing it, but they've had a free pass for years, if not decades.
Mm-hmm.
And when people in Washington, all of them, I don't care if it was Nancy Pelosi or even President Trump, about all you can hear is, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, it's like everybody wants everybody else to look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington is a circus as a result of this. Everybody wants the attention. But while they are getting the attention, because it is like a three-ring circus right now, nobody has been paying attention to all this other stuff that's been going on with companies like Google.
Exactly. No, no doubt about it. I do want to get into one article that you had published, and that is a ruling by a judge that says that cops can't force you to unlock your iPhone with finger or your face, right?
Yeah, this is really actually a good thing, even though it was kind of a minor court.
Right.
This is a very good precedent to set, and, you know, we can hope that it builds from there. But, you know, your phone is like got your whole life in it anymore.
Exactly.
All your passwords, all your banking information, you know, it's got access to everything you have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And police have been taking advantage of the fact that, well, you know, here, I'll just hold your phone up to your face and unlock it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll have everything that's in it.
Right.
This is really not in the spirit of the Fourth Amendment that guarantees the privacy and so on of our personal stuff.
What about potential employee job, you know, job seekers who go out and they're being interviewed and, you know, these companies are saying, you know, give me your password. I want to check out your social
media. Yeah, I know. That's unfortunately, I guess people are getting away. Companies are getting away with this. They shouldn't.
Yes. No.
I hope there's going to be some kind of a precedent set where they can't do that. They can't force you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you would hope that any job applicant that was in that situation would say, no, I'm not going to give it to you because, you know, if that's a flat-out invasion of my privacy, my constitutional rights, I'm not going to do it.
Right. And the ones looking for a job, of course, you're compelled. You know, if you want the job bad enough, then you're going to first, you know, forego your legal right and your privacy. But meanwhile, you get these companies that are bullying people into doing things that are, you know, that violate their privacy.
That's right. And once it's violated, by the way, you can't ever get it back. That's the bigger problem.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's just like there's some things in life that you do that will affect your life for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we just call those, well, I made some mistakes.
Yeah, right.
And I wish I hadn't. Mm-hmm. But when you lose your privacy, when your information gets out, it's out, folks.
Well, and this is the dangerous part of the information age in which we live in, as you say. You know, that scarlet letter, you know, that identification, you know, stays with you, especially when it's out there in the blogosphere. As you say, it just doesn't go away.
That's right.
They find a way to pull it out. Unless you're some sort of deep state operative, somehow they can find a way, or you're Hillary Clinton, they can, bleach bit your information, I guess, huh?
Well, it's supposedly,
Well, we'll have to see what happens, but we keep hearing rumors that, they found Noah's Ark and maybe Hillary's emails. Not at the same place, but we'll see what happens. Patrick Wood with his son, Bill Martinez, live. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and they are. It is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Maybe a government that's back working again, huh? That we get a border wall maybe signify not only to its citizens, but anybody outside the country that, America is a country of laws, and that's what we believe in. But the fact of the matter is we're such blatant hypocrites about it that even the countries outside look at us and, we talk about being, governed by the rule of law, and they just kind of mock us because we mock ourselves by obstructing laws and by ignoring laws and doing the things that are not consistent with a rule of law nation, and a border, I believe, would go a long way in pronouncing that not only to the outsiders, but particularly those forces within our government that seem to want to leave us all so vulnerable. With us right now is Anthony Fisher. He is the Business Insider's politics editor. And we're going to talk about this partial government shutdown. And, the Dems, how all of a sudden, I guess maybe they forget that there's video and, things that they've said in the past and maybe not even that distant past, because oftentimes, they come back with, this evolution, I guess, that they go through. You know, like President Obama, he evolved throughout his presidency and changed his positions quite conveniently at times. And, you know, the Dems, I guess it's just part of their DNA. That's all. It's something we have to live with. Anthony Fisher joins us now. Anthony, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, let's talk this partial government shutdown. We've heard all kinds of figures, what this is doing in terms of our economy, GDP impact, saying that if this thing continues on through March, I mean, we could look at as much as, a 5% hit on our GDP. What do you say?
I mean, those are the figures being bandied about by nonpartisan analysts whose job it is to not take partisan positions on such things. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it is a partial government shutdown, and a great many of the furloughed workers will receive back pay. But there's a substantial amount of people working for the government who are not full-time benefits employees who will not see a cent. Mm-hmm. And even those who will receive back pay whenever that comes, it doesn't really change the fact that the economy is built on debts being paid.
Right.
Landlords, credit card companies, medical companies, they don't really have anything in their policies that say, well, if you work for the government, you can float for maybe 3-6 months whenever
exactly.
To work it out. So there is going to be an appreciable effect on the economy, even if the idea that the entire economy is, floating around federal employees. It's not, but, it's big enough, it's substantial enough, and it's gone on long enough that it absolutely will have an effect on the GDP.
Well, the phones are ringing in D.C. I'm just not sure if, Congress is listening to these phones to say, look, we need to get this government moving again, and we need to work this out. I mean, government doesn't work when people are being stubborn. And, and we've got to get the sides together, and there's got to be pressure at this point right now. It would seem the, predominant blame, I guess, if you want to put it that way, according to mainstream media, is on the shoulders of President Trump. But the longer that this continues, I believe that the blame will be shared, by the leadership of the Democrats as well as the president, don't you think?
I mean, pretty much under any president, Congress is less popular than the president, and even this president, who's historically unpopular, maintains higher approval ratings than Congress at large. So there's going to be a substantial amount of sympathy for him, but the fact is that he specifically said, I own this shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's, made a curious choice to after 2 years of having united Republican Congress. He waited till just before the new Congress comes in, where the House is controlled by the Democrats, to draw the line in the sand on border wall funding and funding the government. I mean, this fight could have been taken a lot earlier. It's for the ultimate deal maker, it seems like he's kind of boxed himself into a corner. Either he continues this shutdown for a painfully long time, probably still never gets his $5 billion, or he backs off a bit, which it's what's curious right now is President Trump's base has stayed with him through thick and thin for the last 2 years, despite any scandals or shakeups in the White House. But it's starting to drop notably in the last few days among all demographics that are self-identified Trump supporters.
Right. Well, Anthony, don't you think it's a little bit of an illusion that, the Republicans were in control? Because, Republicans being what they were, I mean, they bifurcated themselves. And this is what I was concerned about, was that the disparate interest, out of their own individual interests, they could not seem to set aside their own personal agendas to say, look, let's make hay while the sun is shining. We've got a republic, we're in control here. Let's make some things happen. And I was concerned repeatedly about the lack of urgency and even in anticipation that, you had a 2 year window. I mean, you had a 2 year window, like even with Barack Obama, and then things changed, So, the forecast was there, but it just seemed that, Republicans in terms of getting their acts together and being unified, I think this was a lost opportunity. And I think also for President Trump, probably, as you say, the 11th hour, here he is, he knows things are changing and says, well, first of all, he was willing to walk away from it. But then his base said, man, if you do that, you're done. I mean, you're basically, reliving, former President Bush 41, read my lips. You cannot buckle on this deal. And so this created the impasse, and he was willing. He felt like the base was strong enough to say, we need to do something about the rule of law. We need to do something about border security. And this is something that the Democrats have kicked down the road time and again. They have promised to do something about a border wall, have partially funded it, have made statements that it is a serious issue and we should do it. And now all of a sudden, they've reversed course and, now it's immoral. I mean, what is it? Is it immoral or is it something that needs to be done?
Well, I mean, on the border wall specifically, we could go back and forth decades about where the parties and where the principles behind progressivism and conservatism lie when it comes to border security. I don't know many people who have been arguing for literal open borders except for very, very hardcore libertarian anarcho-capitalists. Or, perhaps open borders, global globalist people who don't believe in national borders. But, President Reagan and then candidate for President George Bush, once had a very famous debate in 1980 for the League of Women Voters where both of them were trying to out-argue each other over who could be more pro-legal immigration. And, President Reagan was making an argument that, we should be policing the borders, but we should let people come and go because a lot of them will be just coming temporarily. And the prohibition is what prohibition is what drives the criminality, and it doesn't really do much for our economy. Democrats, a great many like lunch pail union progressive Democrats, including Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders famously said that open borders is a Koch brothers, agenda thing because a great many labor unions oppose increased immigration because in their mind, it's a zero sum game and there's only so many jobs to go around. So Democrats and Republicans don't really, they can outdo each other for their lack of consistency on the issue. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I think you touched on something that's really important here for people to really pause and understand. What President Reagan was talking about, then candidate Reagan, President Reagan was talking about was the coming and going. The people, could come into the country and leave. And I think that, there are problems and things that we can debate, Anthony, that once you started closing the door behind people, then you really, trapped people. And I would say there are, immigrants in this country that miss their homeland, but they feel like, the door is closed behind them, and they don't have an easement back home and where they can come back and work when they want to work and, go back home when they need to go back home.
Right. I mean, there's so much seasonal work that can be done in the United States where migrants can come and work for several months and then return with their money. But in the current system, that is so prohibitive, they end up staying out of necessity. It's not to, soak up public works. It's because it's the safest thing to do is to just stay illegally and send money back home.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anthony Fisher from Business Insider. He is the politics editor with them. Anthony, thank you very much for the insight. Appreciate the conversation. Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Take care.
Got it.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the movie guy live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. And, the movie capital got a big surprise this past weekend. I really thought that the Upside would do well, but not this well. What about you?
Well, it did really well. It upended the box office last week. It made about $20.4 million, dethroning Aquaman, which is quite a feat. Let's not feel bad for Aquaman. It's still doing fairly well.
Is this a little bit of redemption for Kevin Hart after the controversy over the Oscars and all the other hoopla?
Well, I guess
a little bit.
It must feel pretty good for all concerned. It's a terrific movie. I saw it last weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's based, of course, on the 2011 French film, which I also saw, and based on a true story. It's one of these movies which really makes you kind of appreciate what you have, and also it talks about really the value of friendship and how two very different people can really become quite close friends
and find a way to relate here. We talked last week, the original and your I don't want to say prejudice, but your liking of the original versus this one. But now that you see both of them, what do you think?
Well, I still love the original because it was the first time I'd seen this movie or became acquainted with this particular story.
Yes.
This particular version, about 45% of the critics were recommending. I think it kind of suffered being compared to the original, but I went to see it, and this is a terrific film. Essentially the same movie with an American cast, but a great cast. We have Nicole Kidman, Kevin Hart, Bryan Cranston, and it's a terrific film, I like to say, but since it was the first time around with the Intouchables in 2011, I think I prefer that experience. But, you know, if you haven't seen the original, it's really one to see.
Wow.
Aquaman
yes.
broke $1 billion last week.
Wow.
In four weeks,
$1 billion?
Yeah, and about $700 million of that came from the international market. This mm-hmm. movie was huge in China, which, uh-huh. of course, seems to be the secret of success these days.
Right.
And it did extremely well, and it was number two. It made about 17.4 in this country, but like I say, the big money is overseas, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
A Dog's Way Home was number three, making about 11.3. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse continues to do well. That movie's mm-hmm. made about $150 million. It's continually in the top five. And we have Escape Room rounding out the top five last weekend.
What?
This is MLK weekend. We have only one major release this weekend, and it's a movie called Glass. Now, are you familiar with this movie?
No, I'm not.
Well, I've been hearing about it for a long time, and mm-hmm. M. Night Shyamalan has a real core fan base, and I've been hearing from these people saying, wow, we can hardly wait to see it because this is the final film in this trilogy. And if you happen to be familiar with movies like Unbreakable and Split, all of this will make perfect sense, and you can hardly wait to get to the theater to see this. And if you're not familiar with those movies, maybe not so much. It will be number one. They think it's going to make in excess of about $60 million through Monday, but
wow.
Here's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
From Unbreakable, you have Bruce Willis returning as David Dunn. And Samuel L. Jackson, as Elijah Price, also known by his pseudonym Mr. Glass, will also be returning. And joining from the movie Split are James McAvoy reprising his role as Kevin Wendell Crumb and the multiple identities who reside within him. He has these 24 personalities. That's why, of course, the movie was called
Split. Yeah, you can pick and choose. Yeah, sure. Right.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Then you have Anya Taylor-Joy as Casey Cook. She's the only captive to survive an encounter with the Beast, which is one of these 24 personalities. Following the conclusion of the movie Split, Glass finds Dunn pursuing Crumb's superhuman figure of the Beast in a series of escalating encounters, while the shadowy presence of Price, also known as Glass, emerges as an orchestrator who holds the secrets critical to both men.
Wow.
Like I say, if you are familiar with those first two movies, you probably can hardly wait to see this, and all this makes perfect sense. If not, well, maybe not.
You better take a cheat sheet with you because you need a program to understand, you know, who's who.
Or rent the first two. Here's what one critic is saying. Glass ranks as one of the more laborious trilogy cappers in recent years, forcibly entwining two narratives that don't really feel like a natural fit. Another one's saying it's a portentous, self-indulgent dirge that limps its way to a feeble conclusion. Which all this means nothing, because if you are one of the core audience here, you're going to go see it. They think
exactly.
It's going to make $60 million through Monday, and we'll have to see how.
Yeah, I mean, if you've gone through the first two, why would you not want the third one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you'd want to be able to cap off this trilogy.
Sure.
Also, we have some rather unusual movies also out this weekend. We have one called An Acceptable Loss. Now, this, you know, pretty good cast here. We have Kika Sumpter and Jamie Lee Curtis. You have a former top U.S. security advisor, Elizabeth Libby Lamb, played by Sumpter. She's threatened by associates from her dark past, including Rachel Burke, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, a steely, commanding politician with an unwavering knack for achieving her goals. Colluding with Rachel is Adrian, an unyielding, patriotic chief of staff, and Martin harbors another type of obsession with Libby in this story of betrayal and regret. 18% recommending this one. I love what one critic had to say. He said, "You'll laugh when you're not rolling your eyes. Unfortunately, an acceptable loss is not a comedy."
Wow. Yeah,
there
talk about
go.
A backhanded compliment, right?
Absolutely.
I may have to write that down. That's pretty good, huh?
It is good. You'll laugh when you're not rolling your eyes. We have one of those quirky English films here, if you're into that sort of thing. It's called Adult Life Skills. Now, Anna is stuck. She's approaching 30, living like a hermit in her mom's garden shed and wondering why the suffragettes even bothered. She spends her days making videos using her thumbs as actors, thumbs that bicker about things like whether Yogi Berra is a moral or existential nihilist. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a very long afternoon at the multiplex.
We need her and Marwin to get together, huh?
Yes. when Anna doesn't show these videos, she doesn't show these videos to anyone, and no one really knows what they're for. Now, a week before her birthday, her mom serves her an ultimatum. She needs to move out of this shed, get a haircut that doesn't put her gender in question, and stop dressing like a homeless teenager. Naturally, Anna tells her mother to back off. However, when a school friend comes to visit, Anna's self-imposed isolation becomes impossible to maintain. The critics like this one. You might want to check out the trailer. It is one of those quirky English films that might be nice to watch on a rainy afternoon. 74% recommending.
Yeah, on the West Coast, we're getting more rainy afternoons than we've had in a long time.
Are you on the West Coast right now?
I am. And, it's a cold snap in Florida. I left just in time. I come here, cold snap here, and rain. So, yeah, it's been
quite a week, haven't we? Yeah,
at least we're not getting snow like they are in the East.
That's right. But LA is so funny when it rains because everybody's just, kind of giddy. It's exciting for us because we don't see it very often.
Well, I don't understand why they just don't park the cars and start just puddle jumping. Just smashing through all the puddles. Just could you imagine? I mean, that's another chapter in LA story. Is just
the
cars.
Have you been on the 405 lately? I mean, the cars are parked. Let me tell you.
No, I did. As a matter of fact, that's what came to mind is because I had to leave Long Beach and I came up to Oceanside and there were more cars just alongside. It was like, well, I'm just puddling down the road here. I wasn't, I wasn't pushing it, just taking it easy. And, but man, emergency services were working overtime.
Yeah, that's true. Great weather for radio listening when you're stuck in your car.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Or watching Adult Life Skills.
Yeah, right. We have another movie here which has its core audience. This is called Dragon Ball Super Broly. Now, this is the the 20th Dragon Ball film. This is the fourth featuring Broly. All of this means nothing unless you're a fan of anime.
Unless you've gone through all 19 previous ones, yes.
I guess this is kind of a weekend when a lot of core audience members will be very happy. This is getting great reviews. 83% are recommending this animated film. This is one of those films from Japan. And this is about a planet being destroyed and a powerful race reduced to nothing. And then we have the devastation of a planet. And we have, destinies collide in a battle that will shake the universe to its core. That's what these movies typically are about. But, people who are into animation love these films. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Super Broly out this weekend. Mm-hmm. Another movie here called Who Will Write Our History, which looks terrific. Check out this trailer. 100% of the critics are recommending. And this is about
100%?
Yeah,
wow.
This is about a group led by a historian with a code name, and this is a clandestine group of journalists and scholars and community leaders in the Warsaw Ghetto who vowed to defeat Nazi lies and propaganda, not with guns or fists, but with paper and pen. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time their story has been told. This is a documentary about this group of people in the Warsaw Ghetto who were going to preserve their history. They were going to tell history from their point of view, the Jewish point of view. Mm-hmm. They were the people that were witnessing this huge atrocity, and they didn't want the Nazis and the Germans to be able to gloss over this and tell their side of the story. So what they did was they wrote their own stories, and they hid them away, and this is about what was found and about who was going to have a chance to write the history of this event.
Wow, yeah, how powerful is that? That's amazing. Wow.
Very powerful stuff. It's called Who Will Write Our History.
Just now, is this going to be one of those movies only shown in, four theaters, one in your zip code?
But, hey, the glory of the Internet, all of these eventually are available somewhere via the Internet. So if you don't get a chance to see it in the theater, you may be able to check it out online.
Yeah, you have to take a note of it. Remember, if you can't catch it at a theater, like you say, it'll be something that you want to see online. But that sounds extremely powerful. You got my attention on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be a glass weekend. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, we'll see. Either that or you got to get caught up on the 19 previous versions of Dragon Ball Super.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of offerings here. So we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, light on the butter as usual. And he is Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world. Steve-O, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, buddy. All right.
Hey, pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.